So if I quizzed you all about what were the Jewish people anticipating, expecting when they had a vision of the Messiah coming? Now remember that for so many years of their history, they're anticipating the coming of the Messiah. And the prophet Daniel even gave them a timeline. And it was time for the Messiah to come. When Jesus came, it really was a fulfillment of the time of expectation. So they're waiting for the Messiah to come. And again, that was 2,000 years ago. So it's hard for us to have a sense of, okay, what are the people anticipating? But the scholars tell us, and there is some common things that were anticipated, if you will. But one that I didn't know until, you know, I really studied it deeply, and it really was highlighted for me when I read Dr. Petrie's book, Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist. They were expecting a new Moses with a new manna. They were really I hate to say it this way, it's very, you know, slangy, but they were expecting the gravy train, you know? They were like free bread every day for 40 years. They wanted the new manna. Moses provided food every day. Jesus just fed the 5,000. Now they're like, hey, Moses gave us food all the time. And so that's what they're telling Jesus. You want us to believe that you're the Messiah? We want the manna. And so Jesus is, this is the bread of life discourse, and Jesus is taking their expectation for the manna, and he's going to be telling them, I'm the manna. I'm the bread. And he did give us the manna, didn't he? And what is the manna? What is the new bread of the new covenant? The manna of the Messiah is the Holy Eucharist. And so we're here to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, to receive our daily bread, to participate in the new Exodus, to be on our journey to the new Holy Land, all of those things. So that's happening. I want to talk a little bit about the Acts of the Apostles, and because here it is, this is our introduction to Saul, who will become Saul. I mean, Saul, who will become Paul. And he's there at the stoning of Stephen. And so Stephen is stoned. Now, yesterday, Stephen is being, the kind of the mob is rising against Stephen in the reading we had yesterday. And today, the mob is going into action against him. But we missed 80% of Stephen's speech. You have to go to your own Bible and open it up and read Stephen's speech. And Stephen goes through salvation history. He goes through the age of the apostle, prophets, and all of those things. And if you want a little snapshot of the history of the Old Testament in just one chapter of the Bible, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, I would encourage you to read. But it's very interesting, and you know, we're supposed to pray, right, as Christians? Yes? Who are we supposed to pray for? We're supposed to pray. Next weekend is Good Shepherd Sunday. We're supposed to pray that God would raise up for his church laborers for the harvest. That's one thing we're supposed to pray for. We're supposed to honor our parents. I'm sure that includes praying for them. We're supposed to pray for our nation, pray for our church, pray for our children and our parents. You know, who else are we supposed to pray for? Ourselves. Who did Stephen pray for? The people that were stoning him to death. And one of the people that was maybe not physically throwing the stones, but there stoning Jesus, one of the people was Saul, Paul. And Stephen prayed for him. And so, you know, Stephen's prayers, there's a reflection on Stephen's prayers and the efficacy that was manifested in the life of Saul and his conversion. So we pray for our friends, we pray for our neighbors, And we do pray for our enemies as well.